Ayun, mga pare. It was a long day, journey with my bed today. And I'm sick of it. Hello, what's up, Anchor peeps? What's up, everyone? How have you been doing? It's still rainy season. It's still bad weather journey days. For some of you who have been encountering this kind of problem like me, say hi and kindly applaud to my anchor. Well, for some of you who's living in the same country where I am, Philippines, but not encountering this kind of weather, rainy season and bad weather, congratulations. You have the gods to celebrate and be happy with the sunlight, you know. It's been so long, like 5 days, I haven't seen sun, you know, and always lying on my bed and sleeping, like, you know, I have never been so productive for almost a week. And I guess, and I hope tomorrow will be the day where I'm going to start a new day, a new life, and a new chapter of it. Like, you know, wait, sorry, I'm just being sarcastic with what I'm saying, but it is true indeed. Like, you know, when you got your bed with you and the weather is so cold and sarap na lang humiga, like, it's so good to stay on your bed and then cuddle with your pillow or with someone, like, you know. wait, no, I'm just kidding. But moving along, today, or should I say this morning, well, I haven't been sleeping, so it's supposed to be today, but for some it's gonna be yesterday. But let's not be confused about it. This morning, I'm gonna be sharing to you something. I'm gonna be answering questions from a website that I saw on the internet, www.porpoisefairy.com, where they have here 50 questions to be asked on yourself. And I'm gonna be answering 5 from those questions, randomly pick on the spot, like, you know, like right now I'm not really looking at the questions. I'm just browsing it, but you know, later I'm gonna be picking randomly questions with you guys. So in this episode, I'm gonna be answering questions. Well, what is the basis of my questions? Like, the website that I opened does have 50 questions. Well, earlier I did ask a few friends to give me numbers from 1 to 50, and I only asked 5 friends, and the number that they gave would be the number that I'm going to answer from the 50 questions. So the number is increasing. So from number 5, 12, 23, and 14. I know. So 5, 12, 14, 23, and 48. 5, 12, 43, 40. So let's start. So just a disclaimer, all of the answer is randomly ticked and I haven't seen it, so I'm not ready. I'm gonna be answering it in from 2, so good luck to me. So yeah, so the first question is this: is the life that I am living the life I want to be living? Well, to answer this question honestly, guys, I somehow have this kind of dream inside my mind, or should I say, I actually have things that I want, but to tell you honestly, I ask God, I trust God more than I trust myself. I trust what he's planned for me more than I have. Like, you know, he know all the things. He knew me from being a kid up until now, and I know God has greater plans in my life. So why would I hate it? Why would I not want it? He knows the best for me, and I know His plan is awesome, you know. So this life that I'm living right now, I know this is the life that He wanted me to live right now. But I know sooner or later He will reveal things on me. He will lead me on the right thing. I know some of the things that I'm doing right now is not quite good, and some is, like, you know, I'm in the middle of good and not good, but I'm not that bad, you know. So the life that I have right now, I know it is His plan. It is part of His plan on me. So somehow my answer would be yes. This is the life that I wanted to live, because it is under God's plan. So whatever happened on me, I know God has a plan for me. So next question, number 12. Why am I so uncomfortable with talking to people I don't know? Am I uncomfortable talking to the people that I know? I don't know. Honestly, I'm not afraid talking to the people that I don't know. I love making friends. But somehow, what makes me uncomfortable maybe is that their attitudes on and their behaviors. If the people show me that they're more talkative than me, then they're careless to the words that they are throwing on me, maybe that makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, so that's it. That's the answer. It's a short answer compared to the number one question. Third question. When was the last time I heard the words "I love you"? Well, I often hear the word "I love you," especially from my friends, and especially from my family. But as a romantic "I love you," maybe I heard it many times, like months ago. For those, I don't want to say it, but I have suitors before. I feel so handsome right now, you know. So, month ago, but as "I love you," every day I heard it from my family. Like, I love them so much, and they love me. I know it, and they always remind me that they love me. So, yeah. So the third question is this: if I were to give one piece of advice to a newborn child, what would it be? Well, majority of us would tell a kid to be good man or woman of his or her family. So if I were to have, if I were to give an advice to a newborn kid, be good and be a God-fearing person. Like, you know, if someone is afraid and have fear of God, then maybe everything will be alright on his or her life. Like, you know, they are always under the will of God and the command of God in their life. So that's it. The fourth question: who is that one person that I can talk about just anything? Well, I only have few friends, and to answer this question, maybe this is M, my best friend. I can always talk to her like every time especially when she's not busy. In school, we're always together. We always sit meet, and then we talk a lot. We talk a lot about a lot of stuffs, and some of the stuffs are just nothing and nonsense. So maybe that's M, and I'm really comfortable with her. She knows everything about me, and I know her a lot. So that's why I'm comfortable with her, and I'm comfortable talking with her about some stuffs, and just for nothing, and just anything or anything, like, you know. The last question. What I am most thankful for. I am thankful for those who stick with me. For M, and especially to someone who made me happy earlier. I am thankful for you guys. M was my best friend, and my best friend still counting, and for someone who's with me earlier, I'm thankful that you came into my life. Like, you know, I don't know why, but I know there's a reason why you came to my life. I'm thankful because you were there. I don't have much to say. I know there are a lot of things that we will encounter, but I'm thankful to have you both in my life. I'm comfortable now. I feel safe every time you guys are around me. So I'm thankful for that. Well, that's it, I think. Thankful, of course, to God, who gave them to me. I'm thankful to God. So that's it for this morning, I think, everyone. So I think that's kind of the so boring segment, like, you know, I'm not used to this kind of segment, but I'm trying new stuff in here, and in my Anchor I'm trying to do things naman para there's a changes din naman, and not I'm not going to be labeled as a man who always share his life, like, you know. Of course, I wanted to improve me and my podcast channel, and also my ideas and doing this Anchor. So I hope next time I'll improve myself as I listen to other podcast users, stations, you know, like Al Capone. Special mention to you, Al Capone. Thank you. I am listening to your channel. And Nate Punzalan, they are the guys who influenced me to do this Anchor. Well, without them even knowing that, they influenced me. But I'm hands up to them. So good night, everyone. Don't forget to seize every moment of your life. Be happy, be comfortable, and be contented with what you have. That's the thing that I've learned earlier. And be happy with who you are right now, like, you know, whoever beside you, be happy with them. Enjoy life always. So good night, have a great sleep for some, and have a great morning for some. I don't know where you are, but I'm happy that you are here at my channel, and thank you. I want to appreciate you for being here. So good night, good morning, and good afternoon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.